Hey, light audio recordists, are you well? Because you are looking well. You're listening to Ronan Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com, and today is Thursday, June 27th, 2019. You're listening to episode number 9 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. How are ya? In this episode, we discuss, probably pretty obviously, Gibson getting all defensive of their brand, and look at some of the launches that are happening at Summer NAMM. Hopefully, all of this will inspire you to plug in and make some music this weekend. If you've been following Light Audio Recording for a while, you'll see that both Gibson and Dean guitars are used pretty frequently. Which is funny, because Gibson recently launched legal proceedings against Dean's parent company, based largely on trademark infringement. Gibson's financial woes over recent years have been well documented, and it was just under a year ago that they had a well-publicised restructure of their C-suite with plenty of fresh blood. It seems said new C-suite's solution to said financial woes is to sue companies whose guitars have a resemblance to Gibson, even if said resemblance has been going on for 40 years. It started with a video on Gibson's YouTube, being very adamant that they would be protecting the brand. Apparently, the video was so tragic it received enough backlash for Gibson to remove it. Next up came news that Gibson was suing Dean's parent company, Armadillo Enterprises, because of alleged trademark infringements on Dean and Luna models. And now, just a couple of days ago, Gibson have set up a form on their website encouraging musicians to rat out counterfeits. Amidst all the attacks on other makers, Gibson don't appear to have done a single damn thing to make their current slew of models more appealing to more players. Summer NAMM takes place in Nashville next month, from July 18th until the 20th. Although not anywhere near as big or attracting as much coverage as the Winter NAMM, there are a few bits worth noting. Unfortunately, none of these bits are exclusively in the interest of Light Audio Recording. The Verve were a massive part of what was going on when I was getting seriously interested in music as a spotty youth, and the sound of guitarist Nick McCabe was integral to that. UK brand Lucem Guitars designed their Paradox model in conjunction with McCabe, and it was originally available as a limited run. Now, according to PremierGuitar.com, they're releasing a fancy pants new deluxe version of the instrument to be launched at Summer NAMM. The guitar comes with 5 pots, through which you can make up to 21 different sounds. The guitar is made from maple, with a through neck, which gives further sonic qualities. And you can choose an ebony or rosewood fingerboard. While this is interesting, it's not quite within the affordability that we look for in Light Audio Recording. Prices start at $4,460. Moving on to a more tech-oriented launch at Summer NAMM, we're going to talk about a wearable. The website guitargirlmag.com highlight the forthcoming wearable for musicians from a company called Soundbrenner. They're launching a product called The Core. It's a watch-type wearable, and built into it is a vibrating metronome, a tuner, a decibel meter, and last, but by no means least, an actual watch that tells the time. It does have other standard smartwatch functions like date, push notifications, and stopwatch and timer. It's currently available on order from Indiegogo, with prices starting at $179. Again, I'm not sure a Light Audio Recordist will be running to get one of these. All of its functions are nice, but not essential in a watch, and that cost would cover a mic, a stand, an audio interface, and cables. And finally, Summer NAMM 2019 sees the launch of a thing called software.nam. This is possibly the most relevant bit to Light Audio Recordists. The format and specifics aren't 100% clear, but from what I can make out, it's essentially a dedicated section of the event to the less tangible parts of music creation, the software. It makes sense, and if anything, it feels a little bit late. Think about all the software we use just in Light Audio Recording. We use BandLab via Chrome, we use apps for multitracking and for working out drums, and who knows what else. It's great to see NAMM show progress like this, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And that, my dear friends, is that. The next time you hear from me will be the end of June 2019. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You can also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald. You've been listening to episode 9. Have a great weekend recording your music, and I'll catch you next time.